Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston is considering a plan to shut down several of the city's schools, a move that is certain to provoke the passions of parents, students, and teachers. The proposed closings are the result of a potential budget shortfall in the city's school system that could run as high as $50 million. John McDonough, the city's interim superintendent of schools, presented his spending plan for the next school year to the school committee last night. We talked to him earlier today about the proposed school closings and why he thinks they're necessary.
Basically, we have a situation where the total cost of compensation for employees, salaries and benefits, exceeds the rate of growth of revenue. Our transportation structure and our service model is out of line in terms of cost with any other comparable district nationally. Our schools... we have 128 schools in this district serving 57,000 students. In all too many of the schools, we have under-enrolled classrooms. So we do have to look very thoughtfully and strategically at where we consolidate classes and where it makes sense not to have the number of schools that we have.
So let me ask you specifically about that. Among your proposals, close some schools. Do you know how many, and can you say which ones?
I have been intentional in saying that it will be a handful. So we will not be in a position where we were back several years ago, where we basically closed or merged 18 schools. That's not going to happen this year.
So less than eight, a handful is less than 18.
I think the mayor characterized it in his interviews as two or three. It's going to be around that number.
I see. School closings, of course, are never straightforward. Obviously, they hit families where they live. They hit teachers and staff where they work. So how will you determine which schools will be closed?
Yep. So first of all, we have made no decisions as of this point in time. But we have looked at a set of criteria that begins to narrow down where our focus will be. One is, what have the enrollment trends in school, in a specific schools been? Secondly, what is the performance of students in terms of academic performance? And thirdly, are families choosing to go to those schools?
Right. John McDonough, in terms of pushback, the president of the Boston Teachers Union, Richard Stuttman, told the Boston Globe that it's premature to look at school closings without an exhaustive look at the full range of other possibilities to cut costs. Do you disagree with that?
No, I think our obligation is to take an exhaustive look at every opportunity that we have. For me, this is really about part of a bigger strategy that positions our district to have our schools in a stronger place for all kids. As we continue to support the number of under-enrolled classes and under-enrolled schools, what we actually do is spread the cost of maintaining that across all schools.
John McDonough, let me ask you this, though. As you consider closing a handful of schools, whatever the precise number is, of course, sort of the goal, I mean, one of the ideas that everybody strives toward here is the reality of neighborhood schools, schools closer to where people live. Does this take the city farther away from that goal?
It's a great question, an interesting question. Obviously, geography is one of the filters that we have to put on any final selection. You know, closeness and proximity is important, but I would say that that sort of a neighborhood school focus would not be the driving factor.
Now, will there be some sort of public process about which schools get slated for closing? How will that work?
There obviously will be a lot of public discussion. And I think that the first thing that we want to do is make sure that we send a clear message that we're not talking about arbitrarily identifying any school. We want to be clear that we are looking at factors that we are believe are important. And then we need to begin to engage both the school community as well as the larger community
One last question. Mayor Marty Walsh has said that his top priority is to improve city schools. He's pushed a plan to extend the school day at many Boston schools. There's a plan to expand pre-kindergarten. These are all expensive undertakings. And given the budget shortfall that you described, are initiatives like this at risk?
I think until we have a final plan, everything is on the table. We need to have the district in a strong position in order to make this work for all students that we serve in all schools. These are immediate things that we need to begin to move forward on in order to address structural imbalances that are present in our system that, if they persist, will result in an annual cycle of additional cuts.
All right. John McDonough is the city's interim superintendent of schools. John McDonough, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.